Let me go to the Dude Maker hotline here. Before we do, Maggie, cue up Cat Williams. I want Richard to hear Cat Williams. And by the way, Richard, I would not have known about Cat Williams and this conversation had it not been for you talking about it. So this is the, okay, this is on Club Shay Shay, and this is Cat Williams telling Shannon Sharp that there is a gang, basically, black comedians and entertainers that are pederast, and they're all going to get busted.
It's God's side and the other side. And we don't care nothing about the other side. Period. Period. All of these deviants is all catching hell in 2024. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is, T.G. Jakes, any of them. All lies will be exposed. That's all. And anyone who takes that the wrong way know why they take it the wrong way.
Okay. So now we bleeped it out or made the punching sound effect out for the slang that Cat Williams dropped in there. When he said sexual deviance. Now, what is sexual deviant to a guy like Cat Williams? Well, he's obviously, I mean, he's got a bunch of kids. He's talking about pederasts. He's talking about pedos. So it's all going to come out, he said. Well, here we go. Mr. Barrett, how are you?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am well. Thank you very much. You called us well before. I actually did not see this. I heard you talking about it. And I saw you. I saw you tweeting about it. So you watched his entire interview. He brought this up a couple of times, didn't he?
He did. He did. And he started. I went back and watched the beginning parts of it because everybody kind of caught the end part because that's what went viral, so to speak. And he went off at the beginning, and I think this is something that it's a quote or a clip that we haven't been hearing much of, but he prefaces all of this stuff by saying Satan cannot create blessings for his people. And then he goes off on Diddy, and he goes off on Cedric the Entertainer, and he goes off on all these people who have essentially sold their soul out for fame, wealth, whatever the case may be. And we're seeing that in 2024 that these things are going to be brought to the light. And it's interesting to note that Cat is talking about this in the entertainment industry. Like him or hate him, Trump did this starting in 2016 on out, kind of drawing out this distinction between, you know, your politicians that truly hate you. And we saw with the minibus last week how they completely and utterly despise you. The veneer, the veil that had been very carefully crafted over the last 50 years about how, you know, oh, public servants, they love you, and that's why they go to Washington to serve you in the entertainment industry. But they're very well-crafted PR teams and talents, how they all live in the white picket fence, and they're just like you, and they go get their own groceries. They're just a little more famous and all this other kind of stuff. When it's really just the first Star Wars film, right, you know, you'll never find a place that's filled with more wretched scum.
A hive of wretched scum and villainy.
Perfect. Yep, exactly.
Now, here's what we know about what happened yesterday. So the FBI and it looked like there were ATF that was there too. Was it ATF was there? The federales, in any event, they dragged basically two young black men out. One of them with
his sons. Both his sons.
Okay, those were his sons. Both of them in handcuffs, and you know you can't hide anything anymore, right? I'm looking at this picture, and you know the first thing I thought I told Maggie this morning is we're looking at the drone shot or the TV news helicopter shot. I'm looking at going like. And when they kind of pan up and you get, you know, a view of the property, I'm going like, this is O.J. this looks like O.J. Simpson. When they raided his house and went in and arrested him. And so you're watching this and you see that Diddy's, Sean Combs is his real name, Combs' sons, are brought out. They're handcuffed. One of them has his hands above his head. The other one has hands behind his back, lower in the lower position. And then you could see a ATF or a FBI, a female agent, talking to one of them. And you can see he's protesting mightily. And she's telling him, basically, calm down and shut up. I'm just from the body language is what's going on here. While they're raiding the house in Beverly Hills or in L.A., we're also hitting his pad in Miami. And they have told that. So now the Federales did a press release, and they said that they went there to get cell phones, tablets, and computers. Now, what would be on cell phones, tablets, and computers?
Well, certain downloads of a very awful nature that none of us want to even think or comprehend, or footage from the infamous parties that are known to take place at Diddy's house and other celebrities' houses early in the morning, where things, you know, Cat Williams made that mention of that during his interview, where, you know, these deviants, if they're one thing, they're stupid enough to always record what they do. And they keep it on file for whatever reason, perhaps as, you know, proof of what is done or what is not done. But yes, downloads, videos, recordings, all kinds of things that can be implicated in nefarious activities of an abusive nature towards children and you know, just rape, you know, just sexual deviance in general.
Now, Liz Croken was all over this yesterday. She goes, told you. And she posted pictures of P. Diddy posing with Harvey Weinstein and the usual pederast pervert suspects here. But I want to focus on, and if you're watching this on Crusade Channel TV, then we can play this for you, and you can see it. If you're listening to it on radio, including on our affiliate, our flagship station in Atlanta, 1010 WXKG, if you go to and follow us on Twitter, at Veritas Radio Net, or me at The King Dude, or Richard at L Armed Catholic. All of us have this video that Dom Lucre reposted from 2020. And I'm going to describe to you what's on the video so you get a heads up here. This is the Crusade Radio Network. So here's what's on the video. It's P. Diddy or Big Daddy with what looks, I mean, this is a child, okay? This is a white child. She can't be, if she's 12, she's ancient. So this is a child that he is going to, now, the way they have to project, right? They always show you what they do. They show you the grooming. They're not ashamed of it at all. He thinks, because he's, you know, he met the crossroads devil. He thinks he's untouchable. He thinks the crossroad devil, a demon, you know, because he made the deal, is going to protect him. So, of course, he goes and he broadcasts, and you have to see this. But, I mean, there is audio here. But just understand, it's Diddy and three other very adult black men in a room filled with balloons, like there's some kind of a party going on. And this white girl, this 12, 11, 10-year-old white girl, is by herself with four adult black men, and no one thought. This is posted on, he posted it on his Instagram.
My name's Ava. I'm a Scorpio.
No. What's your last name?
Oh, Ava Combs.
What's your other last name?
Ava Baroni.
Ava Baroni Combs? Yes, it's breaking news. Diddy adopted a white child. I want you to tell them the story about how I adopted you. But you still have beautiful parents that, but you're my child also. But please tell the story.
So, I was on the streets, and then Papa Combs decided
that
he would like to be a caring man. So then he saw me and decided to pick me up and said to come inside and play with his kids.
So whenever I said earlier that I saw this kid, she's nervous. And if you saw the video, you can tell she's obviously nervous. But what does she first start off with? She tells her sign. Right?
I'm
She said Aries or Sagittarius or whatever. And then he goes, no. Your real name and all of that kind of stuff. So that's red flag number one. Red flag number two, she calls him Daddy.
Daddy. Right?
And then she says, he told me to come inside and play with his kids. Who are P. Diddy's kids?
P. Diddy's kids are adults. We're not talking about 9-year-olds here. We're not talking about that his children. These are not toddlers that are running around. These they're not 8-year-olds, dude. They're not. And come on inside and play with my kids. And no one,
8-year-olds, dude.
No one thought of this. This is the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Radio Network. Welcome in all you back in Atlanta and across the amber waves of Biden's recovation. So she calls me. She didn't know. What do you call me? Daddy. There are. Yeah. And no one thought when he put this on his Instagram. Now, and no one thought. No one looked at this and went like, that's kind of creepy. That's Jamie Lee Curtis, John Podesta creepy, isn't it?
Absolutely. And Ms. Maggie has a point that the amount of shuffling this girl tries to do to create physical separation from Papa, whatever, Papa Diddy, whatever, at this point, it's very, very noticeable. But If you want to subscribe, and of course, you know, I do, to the Pizzagate, Epstein types of things, they have to show this off. This is part of the ritual. You have to show off, you know, as crude as the saying is, you keep what you kill, right? And so you could extrapolate that to, this is my property now, and this is what I get. Think about this.
You see, Richard, let me just jump in real quick. I took my property. That's what I did. This is my. I took it as this is my trophy.
Mm-hmm. I sold my soul. I did. I play the games. I go in the back room. I do what they ask me to do, and this is what I get. Right? You can get this too. You know, it shows out to all those kids who want to be hip hop. You know, entertainers, whatever the case may be. This is what you can get. If you subscribe to this lifestyle, if you give in to what the demands are, if you just, you know, do one or two extra things like Cat Williams has said, and you can watch the interview where Epstein offered, P. Diddy wanted him to do stuff and all this other kind of, if you just acquiesce once or twice, look at the fame, look at the comfort, look at the spoils that you can attain for this, all these earthly things, all these tangible earthly things you can obtain. And, that's why they have to do it. That's why they have to post it. That's why they have to show it off. Because, you know, the enemy requires that public display because that's it's all here, right? It's all embedded in the here and now. And that's the terrible thing about social media in that effect. It can mass communicate and influence people who look at that and they want to keep up with the Joneses. Oh, man, you know, even if they don't see that connection, like, oh, look how great their family is, even if they're just blinded by the you know, if they have the blinders on. Oh, look, they have a family, and that's all great, and they're so happy, and blah, 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 blah. You know, that idea of, oh, I could have that, too. Problem is, you know, when Cat Williams exposes it, it's like, yeah, what do you have to do to get it?
Well, and I think that most people don't want to believe that any of this is possible and that people can actually do this. Mm-hmm. They do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not only do they do it, they as I said, they have to brag about it. Okay, we only have about a minute left here, but I just wanted to throw in, you know, people go, what's the connection here? What am I doing? Sean P. Diddy Combs is the one that came up with the vote or die in 2004. Mm-hmm. Vote or die. Who did he want people to vote or die for? John Rambo Carey.
Yep.
Don't forget, if you want to throw the political angle in here, one of the paybacks that he gave to his ruling masters, his Masonic ruling masters, was the Vote or Die campaign. He did it again in 2008. He campaigned heavily for Obama. So this is another one of these. If you say, well, how did he pay him back? Well, that's how he paid him back. Richard, I got to go. We're up against the clock. But thank you for the update. And keep up the great work on the weekend edition of the Barrett Brief, noon, 10 to noon a.m. every Saturday. And we'll look forward to seeing you next week at the Congress as well, brother.
Thanks, y'all. God bless.